Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from one of our own teachers, actually, at LSAT Demon, Matthew Palmer. Thanks for sending this in, Matthew.
Yeah, brand new teacher, killing it so far on his reviews. And he writes in to say, just wanted to provide some extra background as I am in a similar situation to the student who emailed in for today's daily episode. So this is a follow-up. Academic renewal in California is defined by statute. It says every community college must have this program and it must maintain the accurate record despite having this program. Local community colleges could not change it without violating state law. Maybe students could change to retroactive withdrawal, but they're not allowed to remove grades from the record. This is at least in California. All renewal does is note those grades have been renewed and remove them from the community college's GPA calculation. Most community colleges even have in their fine print that they cannot guarantee that other institutions will honor this academic renewal. They're not going to care about a post on social media saying they are a fraud, as every college in the state is bound by the same law. So Matthew there is busting me for, you know, I was saying we had someone email us a previous poor applicant who had done academic renewal and then discovered that the academic renewal was not being honored by the LSAC GPA calculation.
Yeah.
And so that, I guess the thing to do if you care about this and you want to get it changed, you've got to petition LSAC to change their policy to start honoring academic renewal. But the thing is, you know, LSAC essentially is all of the law schools, right? They're a member organization of all of the law schools. And so for whatever reason, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? Because law schools, like, they're all about restorative justice and all that shit. And they're all about, like, second chances. And so I feel like academic renewal totally ought to be honored in law school applications. Because why not? Who gives a shit that you did poorly at community college and then you got your shit together and did academic renewal and then presumably went on to a four-year institution and killed it there? Why the fuck would they be holding you, you know, oh, no. The academic record shows that you did poorly before you did well. So we have to punish you forever based on that. I mean, it does seem like a thing that should change if academic renewal is even going to exist, because otherwise, then what is academic renewal?
It's only for people who graduate from community college and then need to use their grades for a job then, I guess.
Yeah.
Other four-year schools that honor that. It has some limited purpose, but.
Yeah. Matthew continues and says, LSAC also says that they will take renewed grades if they show up on record, even if they are noted with the review symbol and excluded from the school's calculation. So it's just, that's LSAC policy, and academic renewal is just not going to work for law school admissions because of that. We have a link here to the statute, apparently, from California. We can figure out how to link that into the show notes. Matthew emailed again following up and said, in California, if you are applying to graduate school, then yeah, it's a scam. But most undergraduate institutions that a community college student would transfer to will honor the academic renewal. I might not have gotten into UCLA and UC Berkeley without it. And again, that's from Matthew. So thank you, Matthew, for correcting the record and setting us straight with our understanding of academic renewal. It really is a policy that needs to get changed at the LSAC and, you know, just all law schools level.
Well, it's tough. I mean, LSAC may be doing it because of consistency. Some states don't even have academic renewal. So how do you level the playing field?
If law school admissions is a national thing, I suppose individual law schools, if they didn't care about the 509 data and they didn't care so much about the rankings, an individual law school could be like, well, we'll recalculate your GPA because our state has academic renewal. That might be worth writing an addendum, actually, if you're applying to law school in a state with academic renewal. I could see how it might be worth just pointing that out to the schools, like, hey, we're in a state that has academic renewal, and I did academic renewal, and that's not reflected in my LSAC GPA.
At the very least, yeah, a short addendum, one sentence.
One sentence. I mean, don't go on like
recalculated
some
GPA with that.
Right,
honoring the academic renewal would be X. Period. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like worthwhile to point out. Now, again, if the school is just solely there for the rankings, then they're not going to care anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank
but
you.
At
again,
least you got Matthew. Their mind focused on a different number for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. You can potentially get somebody to anchor on some higher number, you know, just throw in there. My GPA would be 3.9 if the academic renewal was honored.
Yep. Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.